Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. The controversy over phthalates, the chemicals found in some toys, food packaging, nail polish, etc., that are used to make plastic soft, continues. A recent study of mothers exposed to high levels of phthalates during pregnancy may have boys who are less likely to play with toys associated with males. Research shows that it's possible that these chemicals affect the level of testosterone in the fetus during gestation. Testosterone is crucial for the development of male reproductive organs, as well as the masculine brain, and studies in animals have shown that they can cause a wide range of reproductive harm in males. Mothers-to-be are advised to avoid exposure to phthalates, which have already been banned from use in some toys, and to look for a no phthalates label. And as long as we are on the topic of young people, food allergies are on the rise at an alarming rate in the United States, and experts don't know if it's due to the public's increasing awareness or an increase in actual numbers of children who have them. For whatever reason, the fact remains that the rate of children with food allergies has increased up to 18%. The number seeking treatment for food allergies has tripled since 1993. There was also an increase of children experiencing skin allergies from 7.9% in 1997 compared to 8.9% in 2006. And when I come back, we'll once again take a look at what those statin drugs may not be protecting you from and what White House deals are going on in the back room.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna at 651-739-2500 and Anytime Fitness at 651-702-6500. Now back to the news.
The good, the bad, and the ugly truth about statins and good and bad cholesterol were revealed in a recent study. Dr. Richard Karas of Tufts Medical Center believes that people may think only about LDL, known as the bad cholesterol, and don't have to worry about HDL, the good cholesterol. Not true. Karas said researchers and clinicians should also focus on HDL cholesterol levels. The problem is that low levels of HDL cholesterol are a major factor in the risk of heart disease, and since statin drugs have no effect on these, doctors, researchers, and clinicians tend to ignore them. If you only look at lowering disease risk factors with the use of prescription medications, you miss the most important markers like HDLs, which are primarily affected by lifestyle and diet changes. And for our last story, we look at what may be going on behind the scenes you should know about. The temperature is heating up as the healthcare bill passed by the House challenges the deal that pharmaceutical companies made with the Obama administration. Drug companies, which are extremely more profitable than other sectors of the healthcare industry, have already spent $110 million lobbying Congress this year. The House legislation wants to challenge the White House deal with a bill that would give the government authority to negotiate lower prices for all seniors on Medicare, as well as bigger discounts when the federal government buys drugs for low-income senior citizens on Medicare. According to Democratic aides, senior administration officials are warning members of Congress not to antagonize the deep-pocketed industry when a possible victory is foreseeable. Are you still wondering who is going to win and lose in the government's revitalizing of our healthcare system? And lastly, as always, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Your brain uses 20% of the oxygen that enters your bloodstream. The brain only makes up about 2% of our body mass, yet consumes more oxygen than any other organ in the body, making it extremely susceptible to damage related to oxygen deprivation. So breathe deep and keep your brain happy and swimming in oxygenated cells. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.